All right, guys. So we have a very special speaker in the audience. She would tell a story every month, and they were always wonderful. And then she left us to go to Dayton, Ohio, to go to school.
She's a terrible person.
But she is back. This is her first year story since leaving for grad school because she's in for a Valentine's weekend. Shelby Mongan.
God damn, it's bright. So this is really appropriate that I am here. That I'm here for this month. As those of you who were here last year know, I'm obsessed with fan fiction. I have been for years. And I told a very impassioned story about Neopets. And so I was considering for this month to read some of my fan fiction. So I went back on fanfiction.net, and I thought, like, maybe I would subject you to some of my miracle fan fiction because it is the Olympic season. But what I discovered when I was reading it is that it was not bad enough to be funny and not good enough to be impressive. So I'm not going to read it. Although I did discover that between 2005 and 2006, when I was publishing on fanfiction, I wrote 119 pages total. No, it's not good. Don't clap for it. It's not good writing. I just wrote that much. But one thing that I did notice looking at these stories is that they all had one really embarrassing thing in common, and that was that all of them featured an original character who was a quirky, brown-haired female who was the love interest of whoever coincidentally was the most attractive person I thought of in the show or the movie. And as I sadly shook my head at stupid 13-year-old me, I decided to write a story about it. So this is... and it will get a little sappy, but it's Valentine's Day weekend, so you can't get mad about that. So this is a letter to 13-year-old Shelby. Dear Shelby, quit playing spider solitaire. I want to talk to you. I want to start off by saying kudos on your Radio Free Roscoe fanfiction. I know that it's an obscure show from Canada, but you love it. And it's a solid contribution to the category, so keep that up. But that's not why I'm here talking to you today. I'm here to talk about your work. Think of me as like a critic with 2020 vision from the future. I know that you spend a lot of your time in fantasy worlds dreaming of the movies and the shows that you love. And I'm not here to tell you to stop doing that. In fact, I'm here to tell you that you don't ever stop doing that. Although in the future, instead of dreaming about being the love interest of Tom Welling in Supernatural, you will dream of meeting Justin Vernon, the lead singer of Bon Iver, in a cafe in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Just wait till you see him and his music. Awesome. And as someone who spends a lot of time in fantasy world, you actually write a lot of that down, and that's really good, and I'm proud to see that, but I have to point out something to you. I don't think I'm surprising either of us when I say that all these original characters are just thinly veiled versions of you. And I know that you dreaming about being a love interest isn't just something that you write in your fan fictions, and it isn't just about being in movies and TV. You've seen the gap that's formed between the middle school girls that the boys want to date and the middle school girls that the boys don't want to date. And no one has asked you to a dance before. So it's pretty clear which camp you're in. As a side note, if I ever catch you using the term friend zone to describe yourself, I will retroactively kick you in the face. You don't wear fedoras and you're better than that. I know that you tell yourself that it's not that big of a deal and that it's okay that all your friends are guys and it's okay that you don't hang out with the girls and that no one asked you to the homecoming. I know that you tell yourself that's okay, but I know it also still hurts. And so you hide in your stories about falling in love in the perfect ways, and I totally get that, but you've got it so remarkably wrong it's not even funny. So this guy in your head, he's like brooding. He looks remarkably like Josh Hartnett. And he's a good Catholic boy who likes hockey and secretly digs Broadway. And he's straight edge, just like you are as a 13-year-old. So I'm here to tell you that in reality, the Prince Charming of your story, he's going to be an atheist and a divorcee and an alcoholic. And he looks a little like a Muppet. He has a tendency to yell, "Roll Tide at strangers." And I know you have this dream of, some sort of meet cute and, you meet in a cafe and he notices the book you're reading and it's really romantic and then you fantasize about the great first date and then you jump forward to the proposal and it's so romantic and there's birds and there's singing. In reality, your Prince Charming is going to be someone you find really unappealing for a little while, and then you'll have a platonic dinner and then drunken bad decisions later. And there's no fast forwarding in the story, and it's slow, and it's sometimes kind of boring, and it's sometimes not that remarkable. Stop playing solitaire. I'm trying to talk to you. Focus. I'm not done with this story, because I know it doesn't sound like the fairy tale that you were expecting. And it isn't. That's true. A Walk to Remember lied to you, and I'm sorry. It's not always that perfect. And you won't die of cancer. At least not yet. Now I'm just worried about having cancer. But the thing that I can tell you is that version is not great. This version is better. The little moments are the ones that are great. And the nicknames and the jokes and the quiet times in between reading Facebook on your phones before you get out of bed in the morning. It's all about those small moments. And the fantasies feel really nice. Like, they're super masturbatory and I get it and that's fine. Keep it up. It's a good creative exercise. But you don't yet know what it feels like to feel secure and to feel safe. I have to say, it feels really similar to not worrying about having morning breath. You spend your time making up all these worlds, and you think they make you happy, but in the end, what's going to make you happy is living in the world the way it's going to unfold. So I'm not telling you to stop dreaming and stop fantasizing. Tom Welling is very attractive, and I understand. Wait till you see Supernatural. But I'm telling you to be patient, because things will be amazing and 1,000 times better than your 13-year-old brain could possibly write. Oh, P.S., find and burn your Lance Bass pillowcase. In college, your mom will use it to make fun of you to all of your college friends. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelby. Welcome back from everyone in the Netalogs, even Dwight, probably.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.